going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what? It's going to be a good day. I'm annoyed about the Phillies, but it's going to be a good day. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Yeah, we got a draft tonight. The first round.
The draft.
Of the 2025 NFL draft. And by the way, hang out with WIP all evening long. So the coverage starts at 6 p.m. Rob Ellis is going to be leading at 6. Hugh, you'll be on the whole time. I'm going to jump in at 7.
Long day.
And then from 8 o'clock when the draft begins, all the way through the Eagles pick, it's me and you and Ike and Elliot hanging out at Lincoln Financial Field at the draft party. We'll react to every pick as they come in with Goodell, and we'll lead you right into the Eagles pick. And Hugh, it's a big one tonight. Number 32, assuming the Eagles stay there, but that might be a bad assumption. They might move up. They might move around. Here's where I'm at. We've talked about so many different players, right? There's been every mock draft we've done seemingly has had a different name. Hugh, as we enter the draft tonight, and before the show ends, I'll give you and we'll talk about some players we might want and guesses and all that. I don't know what's going to be available. It's very hard to guess at 32 who will be there. Here's what I do know. I want a defensive player tonight. We've had a whole offseason where we've lost all these defensive players. I need the Eagles to select a defensive player tonight. Hugh, I hesitate to ask because we know where we're used to in an offense and defense. But where do you come down? They've lost so much defense this offseason. Do you need to see the Eagles take a defender in the first round tonight?
Okay, see, I'm not playing semantics because I just want to acknowledge I know what you're asking me, Joe.
Sure you're not.
It's a very simple question.
I'm not playing semantics and then he's about to play semantics.
This is the classic Hugh.
This is not unreal.
I understand the question.
Okay.
But do they need ask me again.
The Eagles need to take a defensive player? I need a defensive player tonight. Do you?
They don't need to take one.
Okay.
I don't think they do.
Okay.
It would be nice to take one.
Yeah.
It would be nice to take one. And I know people in the car are you know, swinging at me in the air because they're mad about my take. But I'm just saying, I don't think it would be nice if they took one. They don't need to take one.
No,
Mason Taylor would be nice.
No, hold on.
What?
It'd be nice if the Phillies got a win in Chicago tomorrow. They don't, technically, on April 25th, need to win a baseball game tomorrow.
No,
the Eagles need a defensive player tonight.
I think Hugh needs them to take Mason Taylor.
I know. This is so self-driven.
Last night for the Phillies was a must-win, though, in my opinion.
And they lost. And you see how I act when we don't get what we want?
And they played like it was a must-win. They were trying to win the game. Yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't. But do they need to take it? It would be nice if they did. But it'd also be nice if they took a tight end, too. Mason Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Mason Taylor. I'm just saying. When you look at it, I mean, never mind. I'm going
to
keep that.
I don't even need to wait till the end of the show when we try to guess and predict and say who we want tonight. I already know what your answer is.
No,
Mason Taylor Suwanti comes to town.
I'm just saying. Yeah. It would be like, listen. It would be nice if Auntie came to town.
You're such a sellout.
No, you are such a sellout.
Will you allow me to finish?
No!
It would be nice if we got, but I would be even happier if we got like a Mike Green. Mike Green's the defensive end from Marshall that I've been hearing a lot about.
Mm.
So I'm not married to the tight end. I'm not. it would be nice to get a defensive player, but if we got the tight end, there's some, you know, there's some definitely some perks there too.
All right, so I'm just going to make it very simple for you guys. So tonight ends. We're there at 11:50, and the Eagles get on the clock. And one of these three,
they better pick somebody, because if they don't, I've been there all damn day. I would be hot.
That might be the one thing we're all aligned on.
Are you going to make it till midnight?
Wait a minute.
Will you stay awake?
Will I stay awake? I ain't got no choice.
Wait a second. You could doze off by accident.
No, I ain't got no choice. Now, see, I was just talking to you in the break, because normally, you know, I take a nap when I get off of work.
Yeah.
But the window, I got a small
There's
window.
There's no shot he's making.
You might need one, man.
I got a small window. And I was asking Joe, I'm like, so what should I do?
You know, I have an idea.
Because we get off at 2, I might get home at, 2:33 at the latest. Mm-hmm. I got to be back in the car by at least 4:30.
Hold on. You're an Eagles Hall of Famer. Go to the link. I'm sure they have a cot somewhere you could sleep
You know what I
in
forgot?
A back room.
You know what I forgot to do, Joe?
They're the Eagles.
I forgot to bring my contact solution. Because I got to take,
mess.
You know what I mean?
You're
I got to take the contacts out. I gotta
Doesn't help that
out.
I'm blind.
All right, so I'm going
to be a rough day.
I'm going to simplify this. So I need a defensive player tonight. So for both of you guys and for everyone out there, 215-592-9494. Do you need a defender tonight, yes or no? And you'll be okay if tonight Roger Goodell gets the podium and says, with the 32nd pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select, whatever his name is, offensive lineman. Wide receiver.
Oh, not
it just can't
lineman.
Be a guard.
It can't be an offensive lineman. It can't be an offensive lineman.
Yeah, no, okay.
So I think we'll rule out running back and quarterback in the first round. So,
if it's a receiver or a tight end, I'm okay with
They're not taking a guard.
But offensive lineman.
No.
Are you good with offense or do you need defense?
I'm going to say the semantics thing. I'm fine with talking semantics. No, they don't need a defensive player.
Have you seen this depth chart? They need a defensive player.
No, they don't necessarily. Like, I've been very strong on this all offseason. Well, I think it would be fine. Like, I'm not going to freak out to take a defensive player. It'd be fine. There's a good player there. Cool. But no, they don't need it. Like, I'm very adamant this entire offseason that I think no matter what they do, no matter who they take, barring, you know, Abdul Carter finding a way to move up to get him, the defense is probably going to take a little bit of a step back next season. I've just resigned myself to that reality. They've lost too many pieces for them to, I think, remain the number one defense in football. It's going to take a little bit of a step back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not counting on Saquon Barkley to come back and rush for 2,000 yards again. In fact, you know, he probably regresses back a little bit toward the middle of the pack. And that's not to say that I think he's going to fall off a cliff. But I think to count on the production from Saquon and that you're giving him the ball 25 times and you're just going to be able to skate by offensively doing that, I think that's the wrong way to go about it. Like, it might be smart for the Eagles to get another weapon that can catch a pass, you know, Mason Taylor, a tight end that can go up and get Tyler Warren, or even, you know, a fast wide receiver. I don't think that'd be the worst idea in the world. Like, double down on the offense, not only the offense, but the passing offense, just as long as it's not a guard.
Okay, so I understand what you both are saying. I mean, Hugh, we know what he's talking about here. It's about Auntie and the tight end
situation.
Well,
Eagles first. That's just the side, you know.
It is.
I already got my DM. I'm gonna slide it in like, hey, congratulations.
So, I think Mason Taylor's gonna be a
when
good
you
tight
come
end.
To town.
Yeah, and we know what you're doing. But am I gonna be happy tonight if they create a hole to fill it? Isn't this the same thing as CJGJ? If we dump Dallas Goedert to draft Mason Taylor,
it all depends on how much you get.
Yeah,
you get a couple draft picks and you know, trade him away and then get another tight end, a more serviceable one. I like Dallas Goedert, I do, and unfortunately for him, the money is playing a big role in this decision.
Yeah,
it's playing a huge role.
Yeah,
in this decision.
I'm kind of with you there with the creating a hole just to use your best asset to fill it, but like, what if that guy, Matthew Golden, drops down to 32?
See, you guys, deep down, I know you both want a wide receiver. I
mean, defense is a luxury, Joe.
Oh, don't.
See, I didn't say that. See, I didn't say that.
You have enabled people to say
no,
that.
They
phrase.
Just see it the
no,
way they
no, no,
see
no.
it for what it is.
You was a visionary.
See, Kyle's missing something.
I have vision.
Kyle's missing something.
Nope, not me.
If they take an offensive player tonight, this guy can't be stopped. They've paid all the
what
offensive guys. You walk in here tomorrow.
I will not.
Peacocking.
Luxury,
necessity. Follow the money.
If
follow
he's not
the
drained
assets.
From staying up till midnight.
If he even wakes up. I know.
Well,
he might sleep
day.
In tomorrow. I need a defense player. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Do you need a defensive player? Should that be clearly what the Eagles do? Do the Eagles need to take one with their first pick tonight? I think that's That's where they have to go. Now, if they want to go secondary, if they want to go up front, I'm not married to any particular spot on the defense. I just need another good defensive player. Hugh's good with offense, especially a tight end. Kyle's dreaming on wide receivers. I need some help here. And the Phillies, your reaction is it's still too early to panic. I don't think so. This is not good. David in Maple Glen is up. Hey, David.
David.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, David. What's up?
It's a beautiful day for the weather. It's also a beautiful day for Phillies fans because it's an off day.
We can't lose today, David. No losses today.
An off day is the best thing that could possibly happen today. So I wanted to double down on Kyle's comment. This team is not a talented team. They're not that good. They do one thing well, starting pitching. That's it. They don't field well. They don't run the bases well. They don't hit well with runners on base. And now they don't have any power. So they're not a good team. Maybe that's an easier way for people to look at it.
Yeah, you're not wrong the way you framed it, David. So unfortunately for them with that is the National League looks very strong this year where there's a lot of really good teams. So like sometimes if you have a really good starting pitching staff, you could skate by to win 86, 87 games just because – I'm not sure that's going to be enough to even qualify for the playoffs. So they need to get better. Otherwise, that starting pitching strength might not even be enough.
Well, I just had a comment on Dave Dombrowski's mm-hmm. profound analysis. The president and general manager of the Phillies is saying and name-checking the pitchers that need to do better. Notice the players he didn't name-check. Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos, JT Realmuto. Which points to another issue on this team, which to me is very obvious. Last week's gender reveal, no matter what people thought about it, I wonder what the other 23 people in the dugout did watching the two guys making $600 million a year go through that show. After the last 3 years, I don't know. Seems to me that the focus of this team is not on the field.
Well, David, when it happened, we brought it up a little bit. Some callers did. But I thought about Harper the day before saying it's about the name on the back, not the name on the – or the name on the front, not the name on the back. Like, it doesn't jive with that. Plus, earlier this season, he was the one that kind of talked about the daycare having to grow up. Like, if I'm Bryson Stott, and I know they're good friends, and if I'm Alec Bohm, I'm rolling my eyes. Like you said, it's time for the daycare to grow up, and then we're making a gender reveal for our at bat when we're on a losing streak. It doesn't to me line up.
I just think a lot of people are looking at this team as something that it's not. It's just not a good baseball team. And I think one last prediction: if things continue this way, and they're just kind of a middling team, by the middle of the summer, they should really take a hard look at Realmuto and in particular Schwarber and moving them. Because some contender will give you a couple of very good prospects for Kyle Schwarber in July or August.
David, I agree. I hope we don't get there, but I would. I mean, you have to. It'd almost be malpractice if you're a 500 team to not put them on the trade block.
They need to shake things up fast.
David, what's your guess? Hughes Clues, a player that was in his draft class.
I'm going to take a stab at somebody I see all the time, Barrett Brooks.
Barrett Brooks, David, that's a good guess.
Yeah, because he was in my draft class.
Not it, but a good guess. All right, I'm impressed with at least that guess.
He brought up the Dave Dombrowski name check on the guys in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Just for clarity's sake, he was asked specifically about the bullpen.
Yeah. Now, to his point, though, I doubt he's going to say Harper and Turner got to be better.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, even though he'd be right to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I get, I know baseball and football is different. In so many different ways, a Captain Obvious over here. But Bryce is not going to get – his feet's not going to be held to the fire like, say, the quarterback of a franchise is. It's not the same thing.
He'd have to be – Bryce would have to be in a really, really, really bad slump.
Yeah.
Like, his numbers would have to be so far down from what we're accustomed to for everyone to get on him, almost simultaneously. The Turner thing, though, I mean, has anyone looked at Trey Turner's numbers? Does anyone like take a peek at Trey Turner's numbers this year?
Just peek at him.
He's hitting .247 with an OPS of .669. Stinks.
Slugging lower than his on base percentage.
It's mind boggling to watch him and Lindor on the same field, and you tell me they're both $300 million players. It's just what are we talking about? I don't care what they make.
It's a good thing we all stood and clapped for him though.
Yeah, that was. I think people regret it now.
As they should. I mean, who?
If I was there, and I wasn't at that game, and I wasn't supportive of it because I didn't think it could do any harm, but if I was there, I would regret it.
It was embarrassing. I mean, I felt like I was taking crazy pills that day. I had to fight the entire city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, you were the bad guy that day.
Say that it wasn't a good idea. Yeah. I was right.
Well,
these players deserve to get a full-throated boo. Like, the worst thing to happen to that series in City was that it was in City Field. It should have been here. Let him hear it.
It would have been worse. It would have been way worse.
It should be disgusting in there.
Okay. Get ready for next week after they get beat up by the Cubs this weekend, because we might have one of those next week. Aaron is in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. Yeah, what's up?
So I've been working on an introduction to the show. Are you guys interested in hearing it?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, Kyle's not interested, but I would like to hear it. What do you have?
Good morning, Philadelphia. 94 WIP presents the Midday Show with your hosts, Q, Stepdaddy Material Douglas, and Joe. I'm about to lose my mind, Gilio.
Why?
I forgot I had this
Kyle,
shirt on.
I have the power, Quinn. Philadelphia, who's ready to talk sports?
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
I forgot they could see us.
Yeah, but you're on YouTube.
Stepdaddy Material.
Worldwide. Yeah. YouTube. And I won't go watch it anywhere. Aaron, you did kind of hit on all of our, how we kind of present ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get killed today.
Yeah,
well, you put that on purpose.
I did, but you tend to forget that, you know, we do the you people, and they probably going to let me have it today for that.
You didn't forget about the you people. Don't lie.
I did. I thought that, yeah.
Aaron,
hey, I've got two words for you guys. Mm-hmm. We're as bad as the Phillies are playing right now. Go Birds! What a special day today is. I get to cash in on my bet because my guarantee with a 32nd pick is that the Philadelphia Eagles will not draft a wide receiver.
Well, that is a good guarantee.
Because, way to go out on a limb, man.
Well, it's very unlikely. Also, you guys have been battling Aaron on this for a while because he guaranteed it, and he's right. Aaron, a wide receiver would be insanity. It just would be insanity.
You mean, like, you know, if we want to play semantics, mm-hmm. since that's what we're doing today, tight end is technically a receiver.
It's not.
Well, like Mason Taylor kind of is, because if he lines up wide, if he lines up in the slot, that's a receiver.
But he's also going to have to line up in line.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. If we get any tight end, that's technically a receiver.
All right. Zach Ertz has played in the NFL for 10 years, 12 years, whatever it's been. He's a tight end.
Tomorrow, I'm going to have to
lines up out wide sometimes, but he's
technically like a receiver.
He's a tight end.
But it's a receiver.
He blocks on run plays.
Does he catch plays? Does he catch balls?
Yeah, but
ball catcher.
He's a ball catcher, sure. There's a lot of ball. You're telling me Rob Gronkowski wasn't a tight end?
Oh, I'm just saying he was technically a receiver.
No, he's a tight end.
Okay. I mean, but that caught the ball, that's receiver.
What about Larry Centers, who was a fullback who caught passes?
It's running back. It's different.
What do you mean it's different?
It's a little different.
So Saquon, when he catches the ball in backfield, he's a receiver?
He's a running back.
Sounds like a tight end.
I think you just twisted your own brain into a pretzel here,
no,
bud.
I'm just
trying to help y'all out.
I mean, you could describe the tight end as a pass catcher.
Yes.
But like receiver is game. In the name.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. Semantics. We want to play that semantics.
We do.
We play a semantics. Well,
but all the time.
But part of Dallas Goedert's value is he's a good blocker. Dallas Goedert helps the run game.
Well, most tight ends, like, yeah, they don't really block that much.
Dallas Goedert does.
Yeah, he does. He's probably the old school tight end, anomaly.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Aaron.
So tomorrow I've got to start planning my trip to Philadelphia.
Yep.
So I get to take a tour of the studio and get to sit in. I'm excited, man. Super excited.
It's going to be fun. And then because there's no wide receiver, you don't have to buy these guys dinner, right? Is that how this works?
Hey, you know what?
I didn't agree to this at all. Just saying.
I'll take everybody to dinner. We'll go out to dinner. You know, we'll have to find a combination of a carnivore place in a vegetarian place, you know, and we'll break bread together.
Wait, you're taking us to dinner anyway?
Yeah, why
Sounds
not?
Sounds like a deal.
Yeah. Now, Kyleson, free dinner? We'll find a place. Aaron, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, look, you guys, what was that, 2 weeks ago when you both got on the train of wide receiver? My brain is still hurting
from that day. I'm technically wrong, Kyle. We were playing semantics, and you were right. Running backs are technically receivers.
No, they're not.
What?
Well, I just looked it up on the AI. AI said I did both.
What are you, Daryl Morey?
AI said.
I'm just telling
Daryl Douglas.
I'm just telling you what the AI says. because I was wrong.
AI is not, you know.
Says, yes, running backs can also be receivers in American football.
Well, okay. I mean, that's a little bit different.
But that's what I'm saying. And I did the tight end first, and they said, yes, tight ends are considered receivers. So I was wrong. That's what I'm saying. I was wrong. They're both considered. They're all considered receivers.
I think you're making my brain hurt.
No, I'm telling you. I just did the AI. I just checked it on the Google. The Google told me that. It did.
You could tell AI that I'll be annoyed at AI if they take a receiver.
What did your brain tell you?
I'm just saying. I'm just telling you what AI says.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a receiver. Okay. Why does it get all quiet? Like, y'all don't be mad because I looked it up.
We're just letting you drown.
We're letting it breathe.
So technically, if they draft, like he looked, I'm just saying, Aaron would lose the bet.
Should we incorporate more AI on this show?
You know,
I think so.
Because let's just.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. We're on TV.
Let's step into reality for a second here. The Eagles take a tight end at 32.
Yeah.
And Joe comes on here tomorrow and he starts the show by saying the Eagles took a receiver.
We get call after call says, Joe, you don't even know what you're talking about.
And then you can hit him with actually. Well, actually, a tight end is considered a receiver.
AI told me this.
But yeah, because everybody uses AI now. So, yeah, we could do that.
You know what? Maybe we should start.
Daryl, what'd you say, Daryl? It just dawned on me, the Daryl Morey thing, because that was a whole conversation that he had.
Daryl Douglas.
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
You know what? Maybe we could have AI grade our takes. Like, we tell AI what we're thinking, and then the AI tells us whether it's a good take or a bad take.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'm with that.
You know what? We could spin it either way. If it's against us, but AI doesn't know what we're talking about.
Talking about.
And yeah. I like this.
If it says good idea, then you'd be like, listen, yeah. I'm smart as a computer.
Well, that's now he'll admit defeat if it's
it'll be spin doctor. Not a luxury. Total spin doctor Douglas. I mean, that's what'll happen.
No, I'm saying I'm going to ask AI that right now. Is defense a luxury?
Oh,
see what it says.
I hope it humbles you. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team. How y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Hey, bud. Yeah, I think I'm not panicking yet, but my finger is on the button, but it ain't get pushed yet, man. It's right there. But I think they just need to start having fun, man. I think like they really need to be pulled up, especially the manager, man. You getting paid all this money to manage the team, and I don't see you managing anything. Only thing I see you doing is sending them players out in the field and say, do your job. That's all you're doing. You're not, you know, getting a different lineup. And then the lineups that you put in there, like, come on, man. Figure it out already. You should have figured it out 3 seasons ago. And then whoever you added, you could have added them to the lineup or whatever you need to do. But what we need to do is, you know, we might have to go after some young Thundercats, man, bring them up. Like Crawford and Painter. You know what I'm saying? Bring them up and let's see what they could do. And Ranger. I just want to say this, man, and I believe you may get a laugh, you may not, but Ranger, you got to stop humping, bro. You dig what I'm saying? That's why your back is broke, bro. Like, it's time to play ball.
Yeah, it's a tough conversation to have with the player, though. What are you supposed to tell him? Like,
you got to get back into playing, baby. So, on some real, man, I really believe around June, everything is going to start to fill out the way that it's supposed to. I know he's trying all these different lineups and everything, but it's going to come in play where it's going to fall right in line, man. I'm not, it's like I said, my finger on the button, but it ain't been pushed yet.
Okay, well, at least one of us, because I've pushed that button so hard, and I think I might have broke it. Will, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Oh, man, I'm going to go with... How about Warren Sapp?
Warren Sapp's a good guess. He definitely was in Hughes' class. Will, not it. One of the more high-profile players from the 95 draft. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get you a second clue for Hughes' clues. Try to hone in this one. A player in Hughes' draft class. Your take on the draft tonight. Do you need the Eagles to take a defense player? Is it a need? Do they need to do it tonight? I say yes. I want to walk away from tonight with a defensive player. Hugh and Kyle is somehow today with them on this, that they will be okay with an offensive player. No. Second clue coming up, and what Daniel Jeremiah said he could see Howie doing tonight. Let's connect some dots there. 215-592-9494. Are you hitting that panic button or still too early on the Phillies? Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. 8.5 hours from now, the start of the NFL draft. I'm excited. We're going to have a big show tonight. Live at the Link. Will Hugh stay awake is the big question.
Yes, I will.
Not according to the poll.
I'm not winning that one.
I've been with you at 8, 9 o'clock at night. I know you just fall asleep.
What's Hugh Douglas on coffee like?
You know, I haven't really drank. I mean, I drink coffee, but I haven't drank it in a while. We about to find out.
You know
tonight.
What it is? I think it's just him awake because he's so tired. He just goes back to normal. Meanwhile, Kyle and I on coffee, we're screaming and yelling and all that kind of stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. Is it still too early to hit the panic button on the Phillies? I don't think so. I'm slamming that button after this series in New York. Unfortunately, the Mets are better right now, and I think by a significant margin. And then with the Eagles, do you need a defensive player tonight? I say yes. Kyle and Hugh, no, they'd be willing to say offense. Or before we hit a couple things from some of our experts here, Hugh, and throw out a hypothetical, do you want to tell everyone what AI said about offense?
Oh, you
and
want
defense?
Me to tell them? I was just going to let it go.
No, you might, but no, it's hanging out there now. So just let you do this.
Let me pull this.
Hugh asked AI.
I said, "Is defense a luxury?" He said, "While the idea that defense wins championships is still relevant in the NFL, it's also true that building a strong defense can be more expensive and challenging than building a high-powered offense. Modern NFL strategies often prioritize offensive play and the development of high-quality quarterbacks, potentially leading to a perception that defense is becoming a luxury."
Perception, wow. Not quite reality.
Yeah, so. But it's still me and AI writing lifestyle. Yeah, so I suggest we start.
I have a theory.
Yeah, I think a little bit more.
What if AI is taking things from, like, the internet, right? Like, if you were to just type in defense as a luxury on Google,
yeah, Hugh's take would
Hugh
come
might
up.
Come up.
Yeah.
So what if AI is like, well, according to Hugh Douglas?
Well, no, I think this makes more sense,
a
Kyle.
Scholar.
I mean, you're putting too much thought into it, Kyle. I think this is fine. I think the way AI
also,
did it was fine.
AI might be the worst.
AI
thing
is a coward.
Show.
It hedged
it
in that.
Yeah, it did.
It said, while this, there's also this. Give me an answer. Yes or no?
Have a take, AI.
All right. I know some people that have takes. Ray Didinger, he has takes. Can we hear Ray on what he expects tonight and what he thinks could happen with the Eagles?
And I think the Eagles, to me, could they go corner? Yeah, they could. I mean, could they go safety? Sure, they could. I mean, linemen in this draft especially, it all begins on the line. It really does. It begins on the defensive line. Hell, that's what won the Super Bowl for you. So, and you've had significant losses up there. And while there's probably a temptation when you look at this and you look at the quality of the defensive linemen in this draft, there's probably going to be some sentiment in the room tonight that are going to say, you know, listen, there are a lot of really good defensive linemen here. You know, we can, and with all the picks that we have, 20 over the next 2 years, I mean, we can wheel and deal and get some defensive linemen. We don't necessarily have to jump for them in the first round, which maybe takes you to another place. But to me, if you have really good ones, and there are really good ones in this draft, both interior and on the edge, then I think that's where it starts with the Eagles. I'd be very surprised if they came away tonight with anything other than a defensive lineman.
See, there's football guy Ray Didinger, defensive lineman tonight. Hugh, he does bring up an interesting kind of thought exercise for the Eagles, right? So if this is a really strong defensive line edge class, what he was saying there was there could be a thought of, let's get something else in the first round. And he didn't say what, but you could say corner, safety, tight end.
Whatever.
And then we get our defensive linemen round 2 and 3 because it's so deep. Or do you just say, it's the best, this is what the strength of the draft is. Let's get one of the best ones in the first round.
Yeah, so he kind of hedged a little bit.
He did, but he did end with saying that he believes they'll go towards the line.
Yeah, defense. I mean, he did say that, but he was hedging, you know, because he started out with corner and everything, you know.
Well, he was giving you the full breadth of his take.
No, I mean, I get it, but it's, I mean, you know, since we're playing some semantics today, it was still a
Well, you could hedge. Trust AI. I'll trust Ray Didinger on the Eagles.
I mean, it was still a little bit. I mean, Ray Diddy, you know, as great as Ray Diddy is, he still was hedging a little bit.
You trust an AI or Ray?
I'm gonna go with AI on this one.
Over Ray Didinger?
No, I'm just kidding. I love Ray Diddy, man. I see it, at the end of the day, you know, I can see them getting a defensive player. I mean, if in all honesty, I think that's the route they're gonna go because to your point, they did lose a lot. And if one of those guys, you know, you talk about Mike Green or who else? Nolan, what was his name?
Walter Nolan.
Walter Nolan. Yeah. If he's there, or and one of those guys. Then, yes, they will take that guy.
Yeah, I also wonder tonight, and we'll see if they think...
If they stand pat.
Stand pat, stay. Also, I actually, the more we go through this, I think the lineman is a bigger need for them than the edge. Because they lost...
the interior guy.
They lost Milton. They don't have much besides Ojomo up front. Like, they have Jalen Carter. They have Jordan Davis, who, by the way, could be a free agent after this year, right? They haven't picked up that fifth-year option yet. I mean, they do have edge bodies, right? They have Nolan Smith. They have Jalex Hunt. They brought in Ojulari. They brought in Uche. They still have Bryce Huff here for whatever the heck that's worth. They have five edge people, like, just ready to play a game tomorrow. I think the interior might be more of a need tonight. All right, can we also hear from Daniel Jeremiah on the Eagles and maybe what they do with some of these picks. Maybe a veteran is what ends up here with Howie making the trade.
With all these picks, like, I wouldn't be surprised if you see Howie traded for a veteran. You know, use one of these picks and go see what's available on the veteran market. So you can address the defense a couple different ways. But I don't feel like, I mean, I would imagine that right after he walks out of Howie's office, that Stout's probably right behind him going in there to say, you know, what he needs. So Vic wouldn't be the last one to lobby in that way.
All right, let me throw a hypothetical at you. Jeremiah's talking about trading picks for veterans. Would you trade the 32nd pick tonight, Hugh, for TJ Watt?
Still got to pay TJ Watt, right?
Well, of course.
That's an intriguing idea.
So the reason I bring it up is the Steelers have the 21st pick, but maybe they want a different player there and they want to get back in the first round to get a quarterback. They could
You give them TJ, like you take TJ Watt and you still have to pay. TJ Watt's a hell of a player. I don't know if I'm willing to give up 32nd pick, though. That's the thing.
When you also have to pay him as well.
Yeah, because that's a lot. And part of the draft, part of the intrigue of the draft is, you know, building a better defense. Just like AI said, that's cheaper. I'm not trying.
Said.
No, I'm just saying. But just like AI said, it's expensive to build a good defense.
Daryl Douglas following AI
it's
to build
expensive.
A team.
It is what it is.
We've
it's expensive.
We've lost you to AI.
No, I'm just saying. If it's a good point, then I'm going to use it.
This is why Joe is scared of the robots taking over.
I know. Because then what's the point of you sitting there? They'll put a robot next to me.
I'm just saying. If it makes sense, then if the AI is saying it, don't, you know, we talk about, we're trying to some financial restraints.
You know, Joe just made a good point there,
What's
Hugh.
That?
I mean, like, AI could be coming for your job if you're not careful.
Man, I ain't worried about AI.
If you keep quoting AI, then management's going to think, why would I pay
because
Hugh Douglas?
AI doesn't have the vision that I have. I was way ahead of this AI thing. You can't,
what are
you
we
can't
paying
get rid
for?
Of me. It can't happen. It can't happen. Get it?
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Well, keep reading AI see what happens.
I'm just giving you a warning, bud.
I'm just saying.
All right, so actually, I'm with you on this one. I wouldn't trade number 32 for Watt. Now, I'd love Watt here, and they could obviously use a pass rusher of that ilk. But Hugh, I'm with you that's too rich for me to have to pay him and
give
that
pick. Yeah,
now, if you could get him for a second or third round pick, that'd be more interesting to me. I wouldn't trade the 32nd pick tonight for TJ Watt. What do you got?
The 32nd pick?
No, it's first round pick.
What are we talking, guys? It's barely a first round pick.
I love when we do this with semantics with draft picks. Well, it's actually,
I mean, it
is almost
like,
a second.
Well, like, but you heard how he said they don't have 32 first round grades on players.
Yeah,
a lot of the talk is that this draft is deep enough in the defensive line so that there's sort of that drop off after the first one, two guys.
Yeah.
So that where the other guys could be viewed as second, third round guys. Like, you can fill out the rest of your roster with the rest of this draft. Like, a 32 for TJ Watt is one of the biggest no-brainers that could ever come across Howie's table. Like, that feels like the most obvious move you can make. You could get an immediate impact player that can help you win the Super Bowl next season. He's one of the best pass rushers in football. And you're going to tell me 32 is too rich for your blood?
You gotta pay him, though.
I don't care.
Pay
him. But he's TJ Watt.
But they care, obviously. I mean, they care. And then on top of it, you're taking away like a cheap potential star for 4 years.
But if they make the trade clear, they don't care.
Well, I know. But if you're willing to make the trade, you're giving up a chance to have a cheap potential star for 4 or 5 years, right? The first round pick.
Yeah,
but
being
the potential. Potential is the key word because we don't
know.
No, potential is the bigger word for me because this is the draft, right? We've talked about this with Elliot when he came in here before. It's a 50-50 thing. They're either an impact player or they're not.
I agree, yeah.
TJ Watt is like a 95-5. He's an impact player.
Well, okay, so I agree with you. He's a 95.5 for next year. And then what does that go to in 2026?
I don't think he's going to fall off a cliff.
Well, maybe it goes to 80-20. And then by 27, it's 50-50. He's great.
That's still 80-20 for 2 years. You're telling me 95.5 and then 80-20 the next year is still better than 50-50.
But it's $40 million per year. I mean, he's not going to come cheap.
He's worth $40
million. He has been. We'll see if he was into the future. All right, that's an interesting angle, though. And to Kyle's point and what Howie said a few weeks ago, Hugh, about them not having 32 first-round grades, they're... Mm-hmm. I know we like to think of it as the Eagles have figured this out, but there is a chance tonight the board breaks the wrong way. Right? Let's pretend the Eagles have 17 players that they think are first-round players. And they try to trade up because one of them falls to 25. They can't get up. You know, there is a shot tonight that they get on the board of 32 and they don't love their options. I mean,
they can move back.
Well, you can move back, mm-hmm. or maybe the idea for a veteran becomes more realistic at that point.
Say someone named Shedeur Sanders is there at 32.
And the Steelers
haven't taken their QB. 32 for TJ. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I'd still a no, but I could see why it would become a thing. 215-592-9494. A lot to discuss here. The Phillies, is it still too early to hit that panic button? I don't think it is. With the Eagles, do you need defense tonight? And would you trade 32 for TJ Watt? Bam in Upper Darby is up. Hey, Bam.
Bam.
Bam. Once, twice. And Bam is sold. All right,
so he must have fell asleep.
He did.
It's about that nap time.
It's not nap time. It's 11:42 in the morning.
Well, for some people, it might be nap. Okay. They might work that
And you think you're making it to midnight tonight?
No, you know, I was just sitting here, and I'm like, dang, I'm getting kind of sleepy now.
Sleepy now.
I was like, hey, I'm getting kind of sleepy now. Let me go get me some coffee.
There's 87% of people said, no, Hugh Douglas will not make it to midnight.
I ain't thinking about none of those people. I'm going to make it.
Here's a question.
I might have to fall asleep at the Novocaine, though. I got to take a nap, man.
Do you think Rob Ellis would take it personally? Because you're going to be on from 6 to 8. Rob is hosting 6 to 8, right? And then I'll be on 7. But 8 o'clock, the draft itself starts. Do you think Robbie E. would be offended if at some point between 6 and 8, you dozed off so you could make it through the whole draft?
I don't think he would be.
I don't think he'd be happy. But
no, he would adjust. He's a good adjuster.
He is.
He is, but I don't. He'll probably understand. I think he'll be a little bit more understanding. But he would definitely be like, dude, what's going on?
Now I'm thinking about like 10 o'clock. We're on the 17th pick. We still got a while to go for the Eagles. I just got a feeling that maybe you won't be sleeping, but it'll be me and Ike and Elliot while you're
No, I'll be awake because I'm going to start drinking coffee now. I'm about to go get loaded up. I'm about to start right now.
All beamed up. All right.
That might be dangerous.
Yeah, it might be. That's a lot of coffee for a long time.
Hugh, I mean, we're talking about midnight tonight.
It's a long time.
Our first caller one day already took it all the way out of Hugh.
That's at 10 a.m.
I told you, man. It's the treadmill. Getting up doing the treadmill in the morning. That's what it is. It's the treadmill. Yes. You know how it is. I mean, but I'll be there. I'm going to be front. Because you know what's going to happen? The Eagles fans are going to be there, and I'm going to get juiced. It's going to be a buzz, and I'm not going to be able to go to sleep. If I fall asleep, it ain't my fault. It's the fans' fault.
Oh, now we're passing
the ball. They weren't loud and boisterous.
Hold on. You got to stand in front of them tonight. You better not start blaming them for stuff beforehand.
No, I'm blaming them now. If I fall asleep, it's your fault. Listen, as I look at the YouTube, if I fall asleep tonight, I'm going to be mad at you.
You people.
I'm going to be mad at you
people. Okay. All right. Before we go any further, could you give everyone a second clue for Hughes?
We need
clues?
A second clue.
Well, we have a prize.
That first clue was awesome.
Well, hold on. Mm. There's like 255 players per draft. It wasn't that awesome of a clue. I mean, narrow it down at all.
Well, it did because now people are guessing in the draft class. Like, it's only 1 year, 95. So it's not that it can't be that hard.
But again, there's 200 something potential guesses.
All right, then this next guess will probably narrow it down for you just a little bit more. Right. You ready?
Yeah.
He played with a WIP employee.
Oh, well, that's interesting. All right, so this player
that narrows it down even more.
I mean, to just three people: you, Richie, and Ike.
That's it. Thank you. Kyle threw your bone there. Because somebody
that should have gone without saying.
You're assuming that people.
What if he played high school ball with someone we don't know?
Yeah, that's
about.
What I'm saying. You're assuming that people get that. Because didn't somebody guess?
That's
Pasta
true.
Pasta last week.
Yeah, that was.
When I said Jasmine, was it Bomani? And I gave him the name of all
Wasn't
the different rices.
Wasn't it Basmati? Not Bomani?
Yeah, Basmati. Yeah, Bomani Jones.
Bomani's a person. That's a name.
Yeah. I mean, after.
But it was like, yeah, I gave him the name of the rice.
Well, after this clue.
It can be long or short.
Oh, no.
It can be thick or thin.
It could be wait white, brown, black, or even yellow.
Yeah. That should have gave it away right there.
Yeah, but you know what happened.
Oh, somebody said pasta.
You know what that reminds me of, Joe? You missed a good one from Hugh yesterday.
What did he do?
Me and Nick Foles are not the same size. Elliot set me up for that one. Because we were talking, wait a minute, can we give context?
Nope. I think it has all the context it needs.
Me and Nick Foles are not the same size.
We were talking about Lululemon. Everyone gets it.
We were talking about Lululemons, man. And Elliot's asking me, am I going to get some Lululemon pants? And I'm like, hell no. I'm not getting no Lululemon pants. And he said, well, Nick Foles has a pair. We're not the same size. Again, me and Nick Foles are not the same size. Again,
the context is all you need right there. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. All right.
Context matters.
You got your second clue for Hugh's Clues, Phil's in the draft. Kay in Cherry Hill. Hey, Kay.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on the great show.
Thanks, Kay. What's up?
First of all, I just want to thank you. I expect you to remember me, Joe, but the other day was the first time I called in 3 years, and you remember me, and I wasn't expecting that. I appreciate that, Hugh. As far as the fills, y'all ripped me for the gap year. Now, a couple days later, it's looking like that. Like I said, you guys got the power to push a narrative, and you guys got to push the narrative is keep spending. He did halfway good job. He just keep spending. Dombrowski, keep spending. All right, it's not the time to stop or slow down. But like I said the other day, this is the year we see what we got. Spend some more money. And then we'll push forward. So I definitely think it's time to hit that button. And that's just my thing for today. And I just want to try Hugh's Clues.
Okay. Okay, before you guess, I'm thinking back to your call the other day. While you may be right, and they may be viewing this as a gap year and doing a gap year, I can still be annoyed by it. Like, you know, and I think.
I'm annoyed. I'm pissed. I mean, come on. We're there. We're almost there. You have to keep spending.
You know what? You go back to the offseason, your theory is one that it caught my attention too. Because when you only spend on Kepler and Romano, and they don't cost much, it felt like they didn't push forward enough this offseason. And now, unfortunately, it's catching up. We'll see where it goes from here. All right, Kay, what do you got for us for Hugh's Clues?
All right, I'm going to go with a guy. I was away for 3 years working in this guy's hometown, which is a draft mate. Great guy. Got to meet him personally. I'm going to go with Joey Galloway.
Joey Galloway is a good guess. Okay, not it, but a good guess. Galloway was, I remember him as one of the speedsters at the wide receiver position.
He went to Seattle Seahawks. Yep. I remember him for the year they came to town and beat the brakes off of us. That offense was like, they scored like 50 points or something crazy. The defense was smothering. That was Jim Johnson. That was the first time I met Jim Johnson.
Yeah, who'd they have? Is it Michael Sinclair was on that defense?
Mike Sinclair. It was Sam Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the corner? Springs? Sean Springs?
Sean Springs was there, yeah, because they came in the same draft class. Yeah. Yes.
Joey Galloway was a fun player. Oh, yes, let's go to Dave in Flowertown. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good morning, Dave.
I am a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate you.
Huge fan of the show. I love WIP, and I listen to all the shows, but yours is definitely my favorite. So
Thank you.
We appreciate you being part of it, Dave. What are you thinking today?
Well, I'm thinking about the Phillies. The only reason that I'm not panicking is because I thought they would stink before the season started. I know the calendar, you know, still says April, but, you know, I've written it off. I really have. I'm not thinking ahead to the trading deadline because they did nothing last year. They did nothing in the offseason, and I don't think there's any reason to believe they're going to do anything this year. In fact, I agree with something that one of the previous callers said, which was that they should be sellers at the trading deadline. I don't know if they will be, but they should be. I agree with the two players that he mentioned, which were Schwarber and Realmuto. And if you could get even one decent prospect for each of them, I think that would be a big win because I don't see them signing either of them, back for next year. So,
I agree. And to the point of, you know, even if they wanted to re-sign them, they could still trade them. I mean, that happens once in a while where you're having a tough year. You have a guy in his walk year, you trade them. And then if there's still a great relationship, like, you know, whichever one you want to say, Schwarber or Realmuto, like, it wouldn't behoove them from re-signing them in the offseason if they wanted to anyway. You could almost have your cake and eat it too if that's the way they wanted to go.
I love cake. That sounds great. Now, Joe, I do have, you know, one bone to pick with you, which is this. Today is Thursday. Mm-hmm. On Monday, which is a short 3 days ago, I heard you use the words Phillies and World Series in the same sentence. And I wanted to call on Monday, but I just didn't have the time to do it that day. And then, of course, everything that's happened over the last three games, you know, only goes to show even more that I think it's silly for anybody that really is a Phillies fan to delude themselves into thinking that they're going to be in the World Series this year. I don't see any chance. I actually think that they're not going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to finish with a losing record. And, you know, I'm hopeful that both Thompson and Dombrowski will be out of here before next year.
So, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I'll say this. There's a range. I always think with teams, there's a range of outcomes. Like, you know, it's kind of easier in football to articulate it. Like a team, maybe their ceiling is 13 wins and the floor is 9 or whatever, right? We do that with the Eagles. Before the season, Dave, and I still think it's possible. Like, their range of outcomes was, to me, in the low 90s, make the playoffs and hopefully make a run to the World Series. And I said, you know, mid-80s was their floor. I have changed their floor, Dave. Like, I see a world where they're a 500 team, unfortunately. And that's a shame, considering all the money they've put in here. Dave, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? Let's get a guess.
Well, there's only one name that I could come up with from 1995, and I'm going to keep it local with the Eagles and say Mike Mamula.
Mike Mamula was part of Hughes' draft class. Not it, Dave, but a good guess.
Lit the combine up that day. Blew it up.
You ever think Mike got too got a bad rap? He wasn't a bad NFL player.
He wasn't a bad player. It was, you know what it was? It was the time where he was on the cover. I think it was on the cover of Sports Illustrated because he blew up the combine.
And
he blew it up.
He wasn't Warren Sapp. Like, that was the issue. He wasn't you.
No, but you know what's funny? Because I remember that day vividly, because when Mike was at the combine, when he did his drills or whatever, he was in a different group than the one I was in. And all the buzz in the building was about his 40 time.
Yeah.
It was banana, because he ran like a 4.5 or something like that. Yeah, he was moving. And everybody was like, oh, my gosh. And I think his vertical was pretty good, too. And Mike was a good player, man. It was just that, you know, if Mike played in this era, the pressure stat, the pressure
rate,
yeah. He would have been one of the highest paid defensive ends in the league.
Yeah, he gets talked about as an all time bust, and he was
not a bust.
He wasn't very good, but it wasn't like compared to some real busts over the years. It wasn't
compared to some real busts.
like Ryan Leaf level. He wasn't that. Yeah. He wasn't Jamarcus Russell.
He was also much more well known than the guy you're sitting next to when he was drafted. Mm. I mean, we know how that one went.
With the 16th choice in the first round, the New York Jets select defensive end from Central State of Ohio, Ewan Douglas. Well, let me tell you, they don't know who he is.
Next choice will be made by the New York Giants.
No.
They don't know who he is.
I love how Chris Berman reiterated it. They don't know who he is. All right, 215-592-9494. You can get in the draft tonight. Do you need to be a defensive player? Would you trade 32 for TJ Watt? Neither Hugh and I would do that. Kyle would. Your guess is for Hughes Clues. And, of course, the panic button on the Philly. Plus, we'll get to a couple insiders next. What they expect to happen tonight. One of them, very interesting from Baldy, about maybe a potential blockbuster. That's the next Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make a heads-up play with player performance trends. That means whether you want to bet on a player to score 30 points or put up a triple-double, you could check out the latest stats and see who's hot without leaving the app. Plus, after the game tips off, you could even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, playoff time is the perfect time to join. You can start with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports, because the official partner of 94 WIP.